morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. I am Skip LaCour. Here you are, one more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, and I am your coach. I'm your friend. I'm here to work you out in the gym, you and me, working out our mind, thinking about, rethinking about, thinking about again and again and again our thoughts, which leads to our actions, which leads to us either getting closer or getting further away from our goals, our plans, our dreams, our vision. And that's what we're here to do today during this Morning Connection podcast. So I was looking in the dictionary, well, online, I guess there's no such, who looks in a dictionary in a book anymore, the word grit. And such a fun word, one of those words that strike emotion in me, right? So I looked that up, read this definition to you, grit. Grit in psychology is a positive, non-cognitive trait based on an individual's passion for a particular long-term goal, coupled with a powerful motivation to achieve the respective objective. This perseverance of effort promotes the overcoming of obstacles or challenges that lie within a gritty individual's path to accomplishment and serves as a driving force in achievement realization. Commonly associated concepts within the field of psychology include perseverance, hardiness, resilience, ambition, need for an achievement, and on and on and on. But grit, how much grit do you have? How much grit do you have as you're achieving your goals that you are just locked on? In other words, that I like tenacity. How tenacious are you when things get in your way, when you have challenges, right? You're not feeling well. People let you down, right? You could bring on excuses to, and you know, sometimes really legitimate excuses not to move forward, to take a break from moving forward and moving towards your goals, right? You have those reasons. The average person would stop, take a break. Hey, you're only human, right? But it's those individuals who have that grit, right, that find a way to keep on keeping on no matter what is in their way. Grit is a very admirable quality to find in another person. I mean, don't you think that? I mean, if there's anything a person can do to influence you, if you knew they just had that grittiness inside of them, wouldn't you want them on your team? Wouldn't you want to work with that person? Wouldn't you want to model that person, emulate? Wouldn't they inspire you? Grit. So the question today is, how much grit do you have when things get in your way, when you could have a legitimate excuse not to move forward? I wonder what would your grit rating be? And also, when I use that word grit, are there people in your life who you immediately think about? Or if I ask you to think about it, who is gritty in your life? And think about how that influences you. Does that inspire you? What their impact is on you? What do you think of that gritty person? Because I'll tell you something, in this world today, grittiness is a quality we should all aspire to have and exhibit even more of it. And it's not really just about how influential it is to other people, how it get people to want to include this on their team, their dream, their vision, to have them want us on board, their vision, their dream. They'll want to climb on board your vision, your dream. So grit can be something that influences other people. But what does that show you? What does that show you when you are gritty? You know, we talk about how your identity is one of the most powerful influences that you can have, something that influences yourself when you define yourself in some certain way. I always show up on time. I'm a hard worker. You know, I'm a good person. I mean, if you have that identity within yourself, you're going to do everything humanly possible to make sure you live up to that identity that you have, right? If you're always, if you say, hey, I'm a timely person, being on time is just who I am, right? You're going to be preparing to get to the event or whatever meeting it is. You're going to think about it more than the average person. You're going to get yourself situated maybe an hour before. The other person might even start doing anything about it because you'll do everything to be consistent with that identity. And, you know, I'm using positive things, but we also can adopt an identity, whether we say it out loud and testify, like I talked about in a earlier podcast. We may be, you know, have this identity, this disempowering identity within ourselves, right? Like, I can never get this done. You know, I'm not the type of guy to get the best things in life. I'm not the guy to get the girl or have good things happen to me. Do you have any of those disempowering identities? And if you do, right, if you do, is there any wonder why it doesn't seem like the best things in life come to you, or you don't get the girl or whatever is important to you? So you want to really think about that. You are really being consistent with your identity, whether you testify and tell the world, this is who I am, this is what I'm all about, I am fill in the blank, or you're saying that to yourself, right? Grit, grit, grit. We all need grit. Got to press through. Today has been an unusual week of talking for me. And I'll tell you, if I have outdone myself, as you can tell, my voice isn't up to, you know, it's total number 10 out of 10 as far as my voice qualities are concerned. This morning at 4:30 a.m., that's because I've been just doing a lot of talking. And I'll tell you, if I go through a week and I press it where I start losing my voice because I do a lot of talking, man, that's a lot of talking. You know, I've been doing 8 podcasts a week, doing all the coaching that I do, everything I do for my business, Mass Machine Nutrition. Man, when I lose my voice, that is a lot of talking in a week. Anyway, but every morning I get up. Okay, what am I going to talk about during this podcast? And so did the little voice check, and I'm playing around with my voice, and I'm going, when I talk lower, it seems to be clearer. If I talk higher, it gets more scratchy. All right, how am I going to do this today, right? And that just reminded me of the word grit. And again, think about in your life, who has that grittiness? Isn't that something that you want? Maybe that's something that you can add to your list of identities. And again, it starts with you claiming it. I am gritty. What does that mean to you? And when that becomes part of your identity, what will you do when you are not at your absolute best, yet you can still produce at some level? Will you keep on keeping on? As a matter of fact, I thought about it. You know, they talk about the achievement, the definition of grit that I pulled off. It goes on to even more details about it's one of those things that when someone isn't quite so talented, it can help them achieve their goals. It can overcome a lack of talent, grit. And I was thinking about that. You know, we all can't be as talented as we want all the time. We can continue to work and work at it, get our 10,000 hours, so to speak, in. We can't help but become better and better at what it is we do. Right, so we can always work towards it, but we can't always be the most talented. Even if we're really good, if we do it more, we'll even be more talented, right? But there's always something you can do, and that's be gritty. You can always demonstrate those qualities. And I was thinking about it. There's 3 qualities that you can adopt right away that will impress you. And as we go through our morning connection exercises every single day, there's the first question I ask is, what did you do yesterday that impressed even you? And I say that for a reason. It's because I want you to take notice when you stretch yourself in some big way, small way, somewhere in between where you didn't initially want to do it, and then you did it anyway. Whether or not, sometimes it's just the fact that you tried one more time, that you exhibit that grittiness, that can be impressive. But to demonstrate that to yourself so it locks it in, right? You notice it, right? So that you make that more and more a part of just who you are. And the next time when you don't feel like doing something, you have all these references in your mind of when you did it anyway, impressed even you, right? That's what builds self-confidence, not necessarily what other people say about you. Because other people, they go about their own lives, they got their own challenges. You know, they're in their own stuff, and they can't appreciate everything that you do. They can't think that you're awesome. They're not always going to be telling you that. As a matter of fact, very rarely will people tell you how awesome you are. If somebody does tell you how awesome you are, you can bet they're probably thinking that before, right? And there's probably 10 times as many people for that one person who told you that you're awesome. That's what I really believe. I really don't believe that unless people are mad, they have this massive boost of emotion one particular way, either very positive or very negative, they're not going to really respond. They're really not going to do anything. That wide, wide gap in between, and there's a lot of things that you can do are impressive, influential, that other people would admire, that's not going to push them all the way over the edge to actually respond. So we can't wait for other people to tell us we're doing an awesome job. We have to realize that for ourselves by doing things that impress even us, even with our high standards, that we see ourselves just going a little bit beyond what we normally would do, right? No matter what the challenges or what gets in our way, we keep on keeping on. We have that grit. And we know it. People don't have to tell us that we know it. We impress ourselves. So these three qualities that I'm talking about, if you were just to, regardless of your level of talent, if you can develop these qualities, if you can put them as a part of your identity, I really believe that it'll start that whole process of self-confidence, of impressing even yourself. So the first one is that grit. Are you gritty? Can you just say that to yourself? Man, I have grit. When things get challenging, when things aren't so convenient, when I have obstacles in my way, man, I'm going to show that grittiness. Man, that is a great quality to develop in your children if you have that sort of influence, right? To just be gritty. Because if they're gritty, man, just think of the emotional state that they can be in. They can always find a way to manipulate their thoughts in a positive way, in a way to keep on moving forward. Again, regardless of their talent, regardless of the events are happening around them. So one is grit. The other is passion. You know, passion for what you do. And here's the thing is I realize many of you, we have passion for some area of our lives. I think the question may be, are we willing to demonstrate that passion? Are we willing to testify and let the world know how passionate we are about some particular area of life? Is it our beliefs? Is it our rules that we should tone that down for whatever reasons? We don't want to look foolish. We don't want to impose on other people. Or I don't know what it would be, why we tone ourselves down. All right, but think about that for a moment. Isn't that influential? When you see someone who's just passionate about what you do, you may not get it. You may not get it why they're putting so much emphasis in that area in their life, why it's so important to them. But you got to admire the fact that they have a reason to get up in the morning and be passionate. Right? So passion is one of those identities that I think you should take. I am a passionate person. And don't be afraid to let it come through. And think about it again. If you have any of these rules that limit how much passion you exhibit, think about those people who are passionate about their thing. You know, don't you appreciate the fact that they're willing to at least go for it, be excited, right? So passion is another one. The other one is ambition, drive, that you've got goals. Very an impressive quality that you're willing to have goals. That impresses you, right? That you're always focused on something. You know, there's a saying that says you can tell a lot about a man by the size of his goals, right? I don't know, if you think back in your life, maybe some people that you know, maybe people you've known in your past, And man, they've got these big dreams, these big goals. And your first look might, you know, you might like them, respect them, may not know a lot about them. But you're thinking to yourself, man, that guy has some ambitious goals. I don't know if he can reach those, but good for him for having those. Well, that's your limitations that you're setting on that person. And hell, you may not wish him any ill will. That's not the point. The point is you're thinking, wow, those are some lofty goals for what I don't see. I don't necessarily get where, you know, he can achieve all those things. Hey, I hope he does. Man, but it's just impressive that someone can have those goals. And they're not bullshitting you. You know, you'll run into some people that they know it's a cool thing to say you have these ambitious goals. Yet they really, they're not congruent with their body language or their voice qualities that they're really that ambitious. They've just learned that it's cool to say those things that may or may not impress other people, but they don't necessarily back it up with consistent action. But they talk about their goals. Other thing is, when I talk again about testifying, I mean, do people know about your ambitious goals? And it isn't like, hey, I just want to tell you, here's my goal. Here's my goal list. Here's my top five goals, right, for my life, for my week, for my month. I'm not saying that. But you have conversations with people. You tell them what your thoughts are in so many obvious and not so obvious ways all the time. You know, are you so passionate about your goals in life that somehow, some way, it always seems to come out, right? Or can you weave it into a conversation, knowing every time you testify about your goals, that ambition that you have, that locks it in. It makes you step up, and not a bad thing to become more influential with other people. So I'll tell you, if there's three identities, three qualities that you can have that can really even be the rocket fuel, bolster, augment your talent or lack thereof, right? Impress you and impress other people. It would be grit, passion, and ambition. Where do you rank in those areas? If you were really honest with yourself on that scale from 1 to 10 that I always throw out, just a way to measure, you know, and every time when I say, where are you on a scale from 1 to 10, you know, you don't have to be precise. That's not important. The thing is just to think about it, where you are in your body, just throw out any number that's close, and then we can work from there. So there's no exact science to the whole 1 to 10 thing, just something to get you thinking about it. Where are you in terms of grit, the grit you display on a scale from 1 to 10? How about passion, right? You know, getting back to that passion, you know, I've always been extremely passionate about the things that I've done. And I think that if people knew me to any level, it would be demonstrated in just how I line out my day, where I'm going, what I'm doing. It's an understood thing to be passionate. But it wasn't really until recently, when, you know, I'm always looking for ways to take to the next level, is, I don't know, to allow myself. And I really didn't think how I was holding that passion back. Really, in my voice, it was, you know, more measured and things like that. But again, you know, you accomplish things, you look for more and more distinctions. You're always growing, like I said. The day that you just have it all down, that day is never going to come. But, you know, understanding the need that, especially when someone doesn't know you, you're making this impression on them right from the very beginning when they know you. People do judge you by those first few moments that you're with them. You know, passion wasn't something that I valued or thought it was important to exhibit, because I'm a man of action, not necessarily. I don't have to tell you about it. At the same time, you know, through, again, development, you know, that passion is something that you have to exhibit. They have to know that you're passionate. It starts that influence. You can earn it later, work hard to earn it later. But if you're a person who, you know, really be your talent, you're a hard worker, you know, you have a lot of talents to offer the world, you provide a lot of value, yet it takes a while for it to catch on, or you're still hoping to capitalize. You don't believe that you're getting everything back that you're putting in. Maybe you toning down the passion. Maybe toning that down the passion is you know, part of this equation that you can tweak, like I've been tweaking with myself. And when I say passionate, it doesn't mean you got to get in everybody's face, boom, 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 yell and scream. You know, sometimes passionate would just, you know, one of those heart-holding conversations when you slow it down and you really let your heart come through. See what I'm saying? That's low. That isn't all in your face, but you can just feel the passion in your voice. But you have to take on that identity to be a passionate person, to allow yourself to be a passionate person, and to understand how that has an impact on influencing you and the impact it has on other people, being passionate. So grit, passion, and ambition, all right? And I guess the next trick is, and maybe this is a podcast topic, is, you know, what are some subtle ways that you can transfer, communicate just how ambitious you are without overtly saying it? There's a skill set. There's a way to influence other people, let them know who you are and what you're all about, all these qualities that you have without directly saying it. And you can work it into the conversation. So that's something I talk about in the Man Formation program. Actually, I have, you know, a whole section just on that because it's important. If you're a person, like I said, with all these qualities and it seems as though not as many people as you want recognize these qualities, so all this value you provide, it isn't being maximized because other people, you know, they're just not catching on to the level that you want or as many people are catching on. Well, maybe, you know, these subtle ways of you can really subtly, again, let them know who you are, what you're all about without being a braggart, right? There are ways to do that. Grit, passion, ambition, right? Those qualities influencing yourself by taking on those identities, by demonstrating those abilities throughout your day, influencing other people. That can overcome any of your lack of talent and certainly bolster the talent that you do have. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. And by the way, if you're not on my Morning Connection newsletter, you want to make sure you sign up for that at sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22, and you will be emailed every single day, first thing in the morning, just a thought for you to focus on for that day, just to make you thinking as you start your day. Get those thoughts going in the positive direction where you want to go every single day. So, you know, it's great. They take the initiative. You go to sltips.com/22 and you sign up for this Morning Connection newsletter. But when it does come, open it up. You know, I'm as your coach, as your friend, I'm on this other side here, and it has all the statistics. It shows me who opens up, what percentage gets opened up. I mean, so at least for the discipline of it, when you see Morning Connection in the brackets, because this is something that you promised yourself, you know how powerful it is, click that link. Just click it. Let's just start there. It's like going to the gym, even when you don't feel like it, right? And you get yourself going, and then before you know it, you're having a great workout. So just click the link, open it up. Let's just start there, all right? And then once you're there, you'll be more likely to do it, all right? Make your click percentage 100% at the very least, all right? And then we can work on things like making sure you're in a positive state as close to 10 as possible while you're reading it. So you're doing it. It's getting the most out of what you do if you're doing it anyway. But let's just start there. So that Morning Connection newsletter, you want to sign up for that. One thing that I have in the Morning Connection newsletter, which I do every single day during this podcast, I'll ask you these questions. Now, again, what state are you on? How close are you to 10? Are you going to go through the motions or are you going to really take the time and identify what state? Okay, I'm in a 7. Well, let's whip it up. What can I do to get to an 8.5 to get the very most since I'm here anyway, since you're already listening to this podcast anyway? All right, so the purpose of this is to reflect back on all those positive things. You know, notice when you are winning in life, and we are winning in life. It's just, you know, how much do we notice it? Are we always pressing what we don't have? There's always going to be challenges, and you know that angst, that self-imposed pressure to take it to the next level, very powerful thing. We talk about that all the time during this podcast. At the same time, you got to recognize when you are winning, right, to keep that momentum going. And so that's why I ask you these questions, to notice those small things, right? And I it's very strategic how I have you answer these questions and why I do it. One is so you can recognize, you know, day to day, I force you to look back so you see all those little small victories or big victories. You don't just go by grinding, focusing on where you want to go, your shortcomings, the challenges on your way, and then, you know, so you're feeling down, you go to a friend, and they say, well, man, it seems like you're moving and shaking, you're doing some things, hey, think about it. And then they force you to think about your situation, and maybe they help you spin it in a positive way. Well, you don't want to go through those 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 months or whatever it is of not appreciating your victories along the way. The second thing about it is it creates that momentum. So you can see them and notice them, soak them in when they are happening. And then the third step, with a lot of work and practice and stepping up and going through this process, then you'll be looking forward to them. You were looking to create these things in the future. So one, it's noticing them in the past when they happen. Secondly, it's noticing them right when they're happening. And then thirdly, it's being so conscious of the power and how great it is to do these things, to feel these things. You actually look for opportunities to step up and do things, specific things that impress even you. Or you look to create those cool moments. Or you look at examples of other people or that situation of that dream, goal, ambition. You'll look for the results and how to get there. You'll create a day that's totally planned on being results driven to that goal that you really identified what it is you want. So let's go through them. What did you do yesterday that impressed even you? Right? With all the things that we do, you did something that stretched yourself just a little bit more. Right? What was that for you yesterday? Think about it right now. What was that moment yesterday where you at? You went, darn, man, life is pretty cool. You know, this could be something so small where you just kind of take it in. You know I push myself, always looking for the next level, working on my weaknesses, moving forward. But, man, this little moment made me stop and say life was pretty good. What was that for you yesterday? You can find it. You did have one of those days if you really think about it. What's that achievement, that goal, all right, that vision for yourself, that those feelings you want to experience, that material possession, whatever it may be that you're thinking about right now that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, demonstrating this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, that you come to this podcast every single day to help you develop. You'd have to do that for months, if not years, to make this particular achievement, experience, goal happen, right? And I want it to be something that takes months or years, because I want, in addition to all your shorter-term goals, your medium-term goals, I mean, this is something that's is just going to just drive you, get you up early in the morning, right? It's just thinking about it. It's going to make you stay up late. It's make you exhibit that grit that you're now adding to your identity. It's going to make you passionate, and you aren't going to be afraid to demonstrate that passion. It's just going to come through. You're not going to hold back. And it, when people know about this, man, really demonstrates that drive and ambition that you really have. What is that for you? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize it. See it, feel it, smell it, touch it in your mind. What is that for you, right? If you already have decided what that is, maybe in an earlier podcast, get more clear on it, right? Don't just think about it more, because again, little by little, podcast after podcast, it gets more and more clear, adds more detail and dimension. Is what you're doing right now, this is a question to ask yourself throughout the day, is what you're doing right now really getting you closer to those results that you really want in life, right? Or is it you're just checking off a list, just caught up in the process, all right? And what are those results that you really want? What are those results that you really want? Be clear. We want the Thanksgiving dinners, the banquets with all the food and the great times, the connection. That's what we're after. That's what a real result is. Not one of these shorter term, somewhat nourishing peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What is that result that you're after? All right, guys, have a great day. Keep on keeping on, and we will connect again tomorrow.